Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loyola, tough victory on the road. Loyola, we mentioned from the outset. Look at this. Finally, some separation for Carter Mosier and the Ramblers at 9-3 in the league.
Well, right now, in my opinion, they have the best player in the Valley in Marcus Towns. To go along with the reigning MVP of this league, Clayton Custer. And you see, when you're closing out games, as they have to do on the road, you want your two best players, Towns, Custer, to deliver. And they did that in this game.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Let's welcome in our favorite college basketball coach, Porter Mosier, Loyola's men's basketball coach. David, you're laughing. You, Porter's not your favorite coach?
He's my favorite coach.
He's my favorite coach.
I know
coach.
He's your favorite coach.
That's right.
Hey, Porter.
Hey, you guys say that to every coach that gets on there. I listen to you guys.
That's beside the point.
Well, it's been fun to watch you this season, Porter, because I think we've watched sort of some ups and downs, a little bit of inconsistency, but a team that seems to be building towards something. It seems like you're getting better as the year goes on, and certainly that was a fun victory at Valpo. Watch that game on ESPN and really enjoyed seeing what you guys managed to do there. I'm still trying to figure out how you won that game, because you were down a bucket at half after a great three by Clayton Custer, kind of that, what would you call it, a Keith Smart type walk off, and then you're down in the second half. You were down as much as 9, I think, and you just turned it around. You just got that defense going, and you knocked down big free throws, and Marcus Towns, as we talked about, fantastic, just great win for you.
Well, I got a group of in a locker room of resilient guys, and just not Sunday, but the whole year, for what the microscope and the pressure that's been on these guys, and to, like you mentioned, and you get better through the trials you have. And we go through some trials with some losses early in the season, and you learn from them. And that's the thing about this group and the culture of our locker room, is they've been resilient. And Sunday was a great example of that. We were down 9 with like 7.5 minutes left, and we were talking in the timeout like, hey, we got like 20 possessions left. We got 20. There's so much time. And everything in there was about what we had to do in those 7 minutes. It wasn't a panic. And they literally missed 10 stops. We got 10 stops in a row.
Right.
And that, you know, that's just resiliency. It's a great mentality, leadership by our seniors. And that's what I love about it. We're getting better. And so many things were, you know, surrounding us on every game. The microscope was so big. And, you know, it was about Christmas time. We just started really focusing in on what was right in front of us and getting better. And that's what's scary. I really feel like we have a huge ceiling still to get a lot better.
You know, Porter, I enjoyed the article in the Washington Post by Chuck Culpepper, who came to Chicago and wrote about being in your gym and seeing the Final Four banner and just the effect that has on your program, on this team, on this season. And as great as it is to be there, and as wonderful as that experience was, because I think everybody looks at Loyola playing on television or in person, it's like you're seeing old friends return. It's like, okay, there you guys are. How you been, Clayton Custer? How you been, Marcus Towns? Hey, Porter, nice to see you again. You became such a big part of Chicago last year. How challenging has it been to not live in the past, to get past that? Because, you know, these are 21-year-old kids. They experienced that too. And you probably had the time of your life as well. But you have to move on. That could not have been easy,
Dave. It was really hard. It was a challenge, because as a coach, you're trying to move on to the next season. You know, you have things, but it was such a big part of who we are and where we're going and what we're about and for Chicago. But every question, every game, every day was about last year, and it was hard to get our guys to focus in looking through the windshield instead of the rearview mirror. And every time there was a loss or something happened, it was a direct, all of a sudden, comparing to last year. Well, Dante and Ben, and it was tough to get these guys to stop answering questions about the past and is focused on the future. And that's part of it, and that you only really experience when you go through it. You know, just the magnifying glass through here. I mean, I really, at one point, I wasn't going to go out to the banner raising. I was just so, you know, like, it was just so overwhelming about talking about last year instead of focusing this first year. My wife, Megan, was like, hey, you got to go out. You know, it's for the fans and everybody. And I'm glad I did it. I'm glad.
Oh, we've lost Porter. We've had a problem with the line, so just him back up. That's too bad. But, too bad. David, and that's the next thing I was going to say to him is you're going through life, too, as everyone's big game. When you make the Final Four and you become kind of a national presence, and that story was so – it was a great story and everybody was on board. But now the next year, everybody has that – kind of on their radar, and everybody has got
you have a target on your back.
No question about it.
Take a page out of Joe Madden's book and say, embrace the target.
Let's get back. We've got Porter back. Porter Moser, the head coach at Loyola. And Porter, we're saying, we lost you there, but just listening to what you were saying, every team you play is like that becomes a big game to them. You know, your reputation is the Final Four team, so everybody wants a piece of you too.
Well, I remember, you know, we're allowed to have those closed scrimmages,
right?
And you line them up and you do it. And we played where the Pacers play in Indianapolis. We played Indiana, and we played on the Pacers floor. No one was in the arena. It was just Indiana's program and our program, and we had a scrimmage with Big Ten referees. And after the game, Indiana played great. We didn't do so well. And Archie says to me, Miller, the coach, says, man, our guys are really fired up to play you guys. And I remember just kind of sitting back going, how many times are the Hoosiers were fired up by the Ramblers in the past? And, you know, it was kind of a awakening with that. But I tell you, it's making us better. Playing in front of these atmospheres, going to different places and seeing, you know, we played at Indiana State, and they had the 11,000 and we won. And our guys get better. You build confidence playing like that, and that's what you want. As a coach, I'm willing to go through some trials and tribulations in November and December on the road and you know, going to Maryland and going right. to St. Joe's at the Palestra to get better this time of year, and we're doing that.
You know, Porter, you want to keep the focus looking ahead, not look back, so let's look at this season. You got a lead in the Missouri Valley Conference. It looks like, you know, the tournament is going to come up at the end of this month, and you look at your team, and we know Cameron Crutwig, I think, has had a pretty good year. Marcus Towns, you just heard him described coming into the segment, as a guy that looks like as good as a player as there is in the conference right now. Clayton Custer, where is he, and how would you compare this season to last year? Because when you do look back, he was such an important part, the player of the year last year in the conference, and I don't know that you've had the same kind of production this year. What do you expect from him down the stretch?
The same as we got. I mean, his leadership is unbelievable, and if people see that, I literally was talking to another coach. There's no question Clayton has a bigger ceiling of basketball ahead of him down the stretch. That's exciting to me because I know the way Clayton works every day. I know his attitude, and he is all about winning. He's the loudest guy in the locker room still. And if any, this is a great clip for any coach listening to watch. Here's Clayton. He hasn't made the shots that he's hit. If you watch the last 5 minutes of the Valpo game, he made an unselfish pass assist to Cooper Kivas for a huge three. He drove and hit Frank for a dunk in this comeback. And then with a minute and a half left, he stood in there and took a charge from 7'1", 260-pound Derek Smith.
Right.
I mean, Clayton, who's like 5'11", a buck 30, took a charge and just ran over him and got up. And that is what a winner is about. Yeah, his shot wasn't falling. It's going to fall. He's an elite shooter. And people asked me at Illinois State, he was like 1-for-12, and he came off the court, and I put my arm around him, and someone said, what'd you say to him? I said, keep shooting the damn thing. You know, he's done so much for us, invested so much for him. My confidence level could not be higher for Clayton. And the fact that he isn't scoring or shooting as much, all that says to me is, hey, the percentages equal out. And we got a lot of games left, so I'm excited about that.
You know, we talk a lot about the Bulls, and we talk about trying for Zion, and I was telling these guys the only Williamson I care about is Lucas. Got to get him back for the tourney.
I love that. That's a great Rambler quote.
Where's he at?
He's doing great. Today is or yesterday was a two-week It's been 2 weeks. He had it 2 weeks ago Monday. You know, best case scenario was going to be 3 weeks. Worst case, hopefully, was going to be 4 weeks. He's doing well, doing his rehab. They're able to do some conditioning now with it. They didn't want him to sweat for the first 8-10 days after the surgery. So he's doing good. And you know what I like about our guys and I like about our culture is we haven't been elaborating on what we don't have.
Right.
We've been focusing in on the guys that we do have. And, you know, Bruno, Skokna, Ahir, yep. Cooper, and Frank, and the guys that need to step up. And when we get Lucas back, we all know what he brings. And I think that's the thing you can fall into traps with injuries is every game you sit there and harp on who you're missing. And don't think the guys in the locker room don't hear that. Don't think they don't say, well, God, coach is sitting there harping on all the guys we don't have and that are injured. And we all know we got Lucas ready to come back and really help us down the stretch. And our focus and the guys have been stepping up off the bench, and that's been our focus.
How would you describe the quality of the league overall this year, Porter?
Balanced. I think you know, you look at when Bradley was at 0-5 at one point, they beat Illinois State. Bradley was 0-5 at one point and won the Cancun Challenge. They beat Penn State in the Big Ten and SMU in the American, and they were in last in our league, and now they've gone on a run. But I think anybody can beat anybody. I mean, you just look at the top to bottom. I mean, you know, Indiana State now has shifted to the bottom. I mean, they beat Colorado and UNLV in their tournament, and now they're in last. And it just anybody can beat anybody on any given night. That's why I don't get whacked out looking at the standings and all this, and I know that's fun to do, but in our locker room, because we know it can shift every single game. We got 6 games left, and it's really, really balanced.
Well, it's been a great season to watch. It's been a lot of fun, and the energy in the building for you guys, the fan support that we haven't seen, we've talked about that before. It's so great to see the crowd go crazy and not just Big Frank on the bench, although he does go crazy, which is funny.
Oh my God, he's an entertainment center himself. But Molly, you and I have been on the show. I mean, I've been on your show since I got the job, and year after year, I've been going, man, can you imagine if this thing arena is filled? We got to fill the people, and you let me have a platform to beg for people to come out there. And I'm telling you, Molly, this arena has been electric, and I know we got some sellouts coming out. The students have been great. It's everything we want, and I'm just so appreciative to the Loyola fans and the people because it is really becoming a fun, fun atmosphere at Gentile Arena.
Porter, thanks a ton. Great catching
thanks,
up with
Porter.
You.
Porter.
David, Molly, thanks. Take care, guys.
Yep, you too.
That's Porter Moser.
Go Ramblers!
That's right, go Ramblers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.